Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
See him January 30th through February 2nd. For tickets and details, visit JurassicWorldLiveTour.com today. Back at it.
Hey, wake up and call somebody and tell them we live on the Radio.com app.
102 Jams.
Minutes after 6 o'clock, three live crew right here on your radio saying good morning to you on this very frigid Wednesday morning, Big Rock.
Chilly, chilly, chilly.
It's ridiculous out there. Drizzle, how you living?
Who's got spoons?
Because it's chilly.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
It seems like they enjoyed that.
I did. I don't know why.
Is that yours, Dre?
What, the cherry heads? Yeah.
Look at your boy, Rob. Trying to be like me this morning on his candy tip for breakfast.
Candy for breakfast, Dre?
No. I just got it because I know I'm going to tear them up at some point.
Okay.
I'm going to get on my yogurt and my granola, but...
I mean, but if you tear them up at any point this morning, It will be considered candy for breakfast.
Yes, sir.
No, they for breath purposes.
That'll be before 10 o'clock.
Yes. Yes.
For anytime. Breath. That's just like somebody getting a piece of gum in the morning. That ain't breath. For the breath. I just choose not to do the gum.
Well, you don't chew and swallow gum.
Oh, you got to bust these open so you can get the flavor all in your flavor.
Do you just not want to say you're eating candy for breakfast?
Yep.
Or
you can't see that I'm not trying to say that.
Why though?
Because it ain't.
Right.
In my mind, I'm going to keep it. It's my yogurt and granola.
Yeah, we're going to double back when you eat them.
Absolutely.
See, I see what Marshawn was saying. Now I got to take care of my mentals.
Oh.
Because in my mind.
And your chicken.
Yes.
Got to take care of your chicken. Absolutely, man. Listen, 3 Live on your radio this morning. We are playing Way Back Wednesday this morning.
Mm-hmm.
If that is something you are interested in, at 6:36, we will be playing that. So we would love for you to call up. We need two people to call up. And we're just talking about some things that happened in the year 2015. There are no prizes. Just bragging rights this morning.
Yep.
We should have male versus female. Girl versus boy.
City
versus city.
Mm-hmm.
Parent versus child.
Company versus company. Somebody from United Healthcare call up here and somebody from Blue Cross.
Oh, yeah.
They be hot.
That would be lit.
Yeah.
And they be talking trash
that
all morning.
Right there.
Yeah, sir.
Somebody from McDonald's and Burger King call up.
Yeah.
Somebody from Family Dollar and Dollar General.
Woo! God damn the war. The war.
Hey, Ray, did you do that?
Ha.
It's 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. 3 Live on your radio, B-Dot, Drankins, and there's Roxy.
I was seeing a lot of people talk about Alicia Keys on my timeline yesterday. Had no clue why. Thought it had something to do with her hosting the Grammys. You know, that's going down on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
But they were not talking about Alicia hosting the Grammys. They were talking about her announcement that she is dropping a new album for the first time in years on the 20th of March. March 20th, brand new album from Alicia Keys. It's going to be called Alicia. Not only did she announce the album, but she announced a world tour as well. Will she be coming to North Carolina, you ask? Yes, she is. She'll be in Charlotte on August 4th.
Mm. Now listen.
I
give you a lot of jokes about Alicia Keys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But one, I am interested in an album from Alicia Keys.
I am too.
Yes.
Very talented, and she's been very transparent in her music and her career.
Mm-hmm.
So the things she's been going through with Swiss Beats and just how she's just becoming a parent and all that kind of stuff. I would love to hear all that.
You think it'll be there?
I really think all that will be there, Rock, and I'm very excited about that. Two, August 4th, I'm definitely interested in an Alicia Keys concert.
Yes. Musically, I want to see her up there live on that piano.
What? She's so talented.
I want to see it.
She is so talented.
She's one of those artists that you want to witness in your time.
Yeah, you do.
like she's just that talented.
You do.
I usually got a lot of jokes for Alicia Keys, but not right now. That right there, I'm very interested in, B-Rock.
Yeah. No, I'm looking at her albums.
Oh, God.
Her last one here, I wasn't a huge fan.
Wait a minute. Maybe I'm not familiar with Alicia Keys' albums.
As I Am, I liked.
Mm. But I know it's mad songs. She got mad songs, though.
She do got mad songs.
She got mad songs.
But it'll be interesting. It's always like an artist with a catalog like hers.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always interested, like, what songs is she going to do? Like, yeah. she has a lot she could do.
I need the bulk to be songs from A Minor.
Yeah, I like
probably
that.
Not.
I like songs in A Minor. I like that one.
Love, that was the first one.
I need the bulk of the concert to be that. Can I get that?
Now. Come on now.
I mean, you wish.
Yeah.
We wish.
Yeah.
But probably not.
Dang, I don't even know if I know no songs on the other two albums you just dropped.
You do.
You think I do?
I think so.
12 minutes after 6 o'clock, y'all. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Disappointment is the word that comes to mind when I think of where I am in the circle now on Netflix, B-Rock. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Where are you?
You're listening to 102 Jams with a 3 Live crew. And for the last week and a half, Roxy, I've been trying to catch up on the circle.
Yes.
And I'm there. I have the remaining persons have all seen each other at the table.
The final five.
Well, I didn't want to say how many had made it, but yes.
Well, that's not nothing.
I mean, well, you know. But yes, because you don't know how they're going to break it down. But I didn't know they were going to have that, you know, last five, but whatever. Yes, those five. But now I'm thinking they're about to tell us who wins, Rock. And now that it went to some couch and then brought everybody back like some reality show foolishness, Rock. And now I'm off it.
My man done got
you
off.
Haven't seen who won?
No. I was up last night trying to hold out. It was 11 o'clock. I knew that was the final episode. I was like, bet.
Yes.
And so I'm watching it, and woo, were they all together, and woo, and now we're going to the couch, and now it's bedtime now.
Yeah. I was about to give it a try, but my man got off it, so I'm not.
And I thought they was going to bring everybody out at that time and do it, but not. First, let's interview Chris, and now Chris is out here, and they're talking to Chris, so I know they're going to do that for the remaining four.
Yes, they are.
I can't, no.
Yes, they are. But the interview, first of all, I love the host. She is
too.
A great interviewer.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the questions she asks, the way she interacts with the cast.
Okay.
And I did like the interviews.
Yeah.
They are worth watching.
Really?
Yes, they are worth watching. Because, well, I don't want to say too much. I ain't going to say too much.
Okay.
But
you draw me back in now.
Yeah, I think they're worth watching.
Okay.
And then, of course, once the interviews are over,
then we finally
find out who wins. And the way they do it is freaking awesome.
Is it?
Yes, the way they reveal the winner, I really like the way they did it.
Okay.
Because they don't just say, oh, this is the winner.
Which is what I've been wanting for the past
No,
hour.
They don't
That's
just do it like that, no.
Okay.
So, it's worth the watch.
Okay.
You didn't come this far to not see the end.
I was just going to have you tell me who won.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing it. I'm not telling you.
You wouldn't just tell me?
No.
You don't tell the homie?
The person who would love to tell won't tell. Are you serious?
Running on diesel, dog. Playing with my
102jamz.com is where you can go to listen to any of the 3 Live crew that you might miss in the mornings. If you like to play Way Back Wednesday, hit us up. 336 is the area code. 680-1021.
I said,
we need two people.
I said we can never be. Oh, I even tried. No, we can never be. Why we never tried? Why we never tried?
102 Jams here. We got Billy on the line. He represented for the Trey Foe this morning. If anybody would like to challenge Billy to a game of Way Back Wednesday, right now is the time to call, ain't it, Rock?
Yep.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
All right, man, trying to play Way Back Wednesday. We got Billy representing the Trey in this thing. What up, Billy?
What do you do?
All right, we got Tim also representing the Trey. What up, Tim?
What's going on?
All right, man, this is the Battle of the Trey Folk. King status, Rock.
Oh, King of the Trey.
King of the Trey.
One of them will be that.
One of them shall be thine king.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Time to play Way Back Wednesday.
This Lee Daniels drama debuted on Fox January 7th, 2015. The show.
Tim.
The Lions.
Did you say The Wire?
No.
He said The Lions. Oh, that's not the name of the show. What's the name of the show?
Man, Billy, man, I'm ready.
Okay, Billy. Yes.
All right, Billy.
Empire.
It is Empire.
Is correct.
It is Empire.
Empire
okay.
is correct.
It is Empire.
Man, Billy, see, I'm ready with
All
this.
Right.
Man.
All Billy, right. Billy is up 1-0.
Billy is up 1-0.
Next question. This former Olympic gold medal decathlete came out as a trans woman in April 2015.
Tim.
Tim.
Is it the Kardashian dude?
Is it the Kardashian dude?
What is that person's name?
It's Jenner.
What Jenner?
Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner, right? Is it Bruce Jenner?
No, that is incorrect. What? That is incorrect.
Wow, that is incorrect. Tim, Billy, do you know the answer?
What's her name? What did he change his name to?
Oh, gosh.
This is a horrible question, Roxy.
It really is. Dang, man. Go ahead, man. Skip it, man.
Three, two, one.
All right. No one got that one. Caitlyn Jenner is what I was looking for. Caitlyn.
Yeah. Bang. I think Bruce would have worked. Carry on.
All right. Last question here.
Oh.
This drama was released in August 2015. It depicted the rise and fall of NWA and its members.
Billy, what is the answer for the win?
Straight out of Compton.
Straight out of Compton.
And Billy is the winner this morning. Billy is the winner this morning. Dang, Tim, you had it right in your hand a couple times, but
he's out of here.
Hey, congratulations to you, Billy. You are the king of the trade this morning. Who would you like to shout out?
Shout out my fiance, man, Simon.
Look at that.
Oh, look at
my daughter, Alyssa, and my son, Brayden.
That's what's up.
Sound like you got a nice little unit over there, Billy. Hey, congratulations to you, man. Have a great morning.
Appreciate it.
Jam, 17 minutes, and it will be 7 a.m. Yes, you're listening to the 3 Live crew. It's 102 Jams, ain't it? It's between 6 and 10, ain't it? That's when you hear us. B-Dot, Drankins, Roxy.
The Grammys are trying to pull me in. Because I was kind of off it.
Yep.
I was off it. Really wasn't interested in watching at all this Sunday night at 8 o'clock. But they have added a Nipsey Hussle tribute.
Yeah.
And now I've got to watch to see that.
Locked in, ain't you?
Yes. Now I got to watch to see that. It's going to have the tribute is going to feature performances from Meek Mill, Kirk Franklin, DJ Khaled, John Legend, YG, and Roddy Ricch. We don't know what songs they're going to be performing at this time. He is nominated for a Grammy for Best Rap Song and Best Rap Performance for Racks in the Middle and the song he's got with DJ Khaled and John Legend, Higher. So, yes, I will definitely be tuned into the Grammys because I want to see that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They did it.
I'm super with it. You said it's this Sunday?
Yes.
What time?
Sunday night, 8 o'clock.
And we're all going to be on Twitter together.
Of course. It's a family affair.
So one of y'all will text me.
And remind you?
Nah, just text me like, yo, okay, they about to do the tribute.
If I remember.
Gosh, come on, guys.
If I remember, I will.
I'm going to be on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I need to be on Twitter.
Yeah, you need to be on Twitter.
Be on Twitter. I'd rather be on Twitter than be watching that whole done show now.
Nine minutes and it'll be 7 a.m. They also put this music behind the brawl footage rock. Three Live Crew on your radio, man. Last night was very interesting in sports in basketball. Of course, by now you may be familiar with the brawl that happened in the Kansas K-State game. It was ridiculous. A lot of people going to get suspended. A lot of people might not play basketball in those respective jerseys ever again.
Dang, ever again?
Yeah. It was some blows out there thrown.
My man picked up a chair.
Yeah.
Somebody grabbed it out of his hand.
He didn't do nothing with it, though.
Because they took it out of his hands.
Took it out of his hands.
Roxy Buddy was about to Hassan chop down with the chair.
That almost happened. That almost happened. Also, last night, Duke dismantled Miami. I know y'all were up at, did you even watch that one?
No.
You said you passed out early last night. You didn't even see it.
Mm-mm.
Didn't even care.
Mm-mm.
Knew y'all was going to do that to Miami.
The NBA way more exciting than college.
Is it?
Like mounds.
Mounds more exciting?
Yeah. Because I've tried to watch college basketball, but nah, but the NBA is just, like, they balling. Haul everybody.
Wake Forest played Clemson last night in Clemson, up the entire game. Up the entire game, and the last 4 minutes, they blow it and end up losing to Clemson.
Oh, see, wow. Look at that.
Clemson is just on a roll. Clemson down there in South Carolina is owning North Carolina teams in ACC.
Let me go check Johnny's Instagram. I know he talked.
You already know.
I know Johnny talked.
You already know. And, of course, tonight, Tar Heels play Virginia Tech, and I'm not excited about it. I am a little excited, sadly to say, to see the Jalen Cone show tonight. Because I think he's going to play extremely well. He's from Winston-Salem, comes off the bench for V-Tech. No taller than J.J. Rock.
Dang, ballin' though.
Doing too much. Haven't done my taxes. I'm too turned up. Virgil got
available in select zip codes. Additional terms apply.
January's here.
Man, you see the way that sun rising, cutting through them trees, man. That's a beautiful palette against the sky.
102 Jams.
.102 Jams lives at radio.com.
Tekashi 6ix9ine update especially for you, Dot.
You know it.
Now, you know the last time I gave you an update, Tekashi 6ix9ine's lawyers, they have filed a motion requesting that the judge let Tekashi 6ix9ine go home and serve out the rest of his time behind bars at his house.
Yep.
He was sentenced to 24 months in jail. He got credit for time served for 14 months, so really he's just doing 10 behind bars. But Tekashi says, listen, where I'm at a private prison. They don't have early release programs here. Also, there are still gang members here, and I have no protection. Like, what I did was snitch on the Bloods. Mm. The Bloods are still here, so I'm afraid for my life.
Mm.
And the judge said, you know what? Nah.
Mm.
Nah. You're going to finish your time right there behind bars.
Mm.
The judge says, listen, I know what kind of prison you're in. Mm-hmm. I know that what you did was something you can't take back. You have a lot of people that, you know, that want your life probably for what you did. However, because of the seriousness of your crimes, I cannot let you go home. Mm. Like, I have to make you stay there, serve out your time so that others can see, like, this is not a game. If you want to be involved in this gang life, this is something that you may face. So you going to stay where you at, Tekashi?
You quit your nodding over there.
Yeah, Judge.
You quit your nodding over there. If you listen here, Judge. If something happens to Tekashi, his blood is on your hands.
And the judge also says, listen, Tekashi, you already got a huge break, bro. You were looking at a minimum of 47 years.
Mm. Yeah.
So,
But I worked with the state. I worked with the state.
You
so,
did.
And you know, they chopped you down.
To save your own butt. And you did. You saved your own butt.
Regardless of the reason why, we're talking about the actions
and
that I took.
And look, you got your reward for doing what you did.
You
so
got
for,
it.
So 24 months.
So for working
it.
With the state, for working with y'all, y'all continue to keep me in harm's way when you know these gentlemen with these red bandanas want to do me bodily harm.
Ain't nothing going down. Ain't nothing going down in that jail with that boy.
Ain't nothing going down in jail with that boy. How you
no.
know that? You seen what
you
happened
heard.
On Power.
You ain't heard no stories. He ain't writing no letters like Kodak.
Mm-hmm.
Kodak having a harder time than Tekashi.
Exactly.
They not even feeding my man Kodak. They gave him a breakfast tray with no food on it. That's what Kodak said.
Now, if we're going to feel bad, well, I'm not going to feel bad for Kodak either, but no. You all right.
Can't wait till dad come, my boy 6ix9ine come home. Can't wait till his first concert.
Child,
I'm willing to fly to it.
We've been on a track.
Who's coming with me?
Why can't you agree with me for once? Maybe we can be on.
Osama bin
Drake. 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. And it's time for your ratchet report.
What are you guys seeing lately outside of the grocery stores and the Walmarts? Have you been lately?
I haven't.
What are you seeing?
I was just at the grocery store yesterday.
You didn't see nobody out front posted up?
The Girl Scouts?
Yes,
are they there?
Oh, no, I didn't.
It's too cold.
They've been out there. I've been seeing them, getting it.
Yeah.
Getting it. But one And everybody's got, I mean, myself, I stopped. I got a box of shortbreads.
Did you?
And I got some Najee, a box of Thank-A-Lots, right?
Yeah.
I sat on that couch. I took down a whole row of them shortbreads before I even knew it. I had to put them, I had to hide them.
God,
get them out my face. Get them out my face! And everybody's trying to get these cookies. Police station in Ravenna, Ohio, though, they're going about a different way to get their cookies. They put it out there to the people. They said, be on the lookout. A highly addictive substance. It goes by a variety of street names like Thin Mints, S'mores, and Lemonades are out there on the streets.
Mm.
These items are distributed by strong, smart, fearless young women
mm-hmm.
who will lure you in with their story and get you hooked.
Yeah.
We know many people think they'll just get one box, but one box turned into two box turned into five boxes. And next thing you know, you are hiding Thin Mints in the freezer. So if you don't want to get addicted by these things, what you need to do is you need to drop them off at your local police station 24/7, and we will properly dispose of them for you.
Yeah.
The Ravenna Police Department put that out in Ohio.
And they're available 24/7.
They're available 24/7 for you to drop them cookies off so they can get disposed of properly.
I wonder are they doing that same type deal in Winston and Greensboro, just in the Triad area? You just said we have a new sheriff?
Police chief.
A new police chief in Greensboro. I wonder, does he have that same call out for the Girl Scout cookie
Girl
drop
Scout
off?
Cookies.
Yeah.
So y'all be on them like that?
No, I don't.
Me neither. That's not my thing.
I'm more
people go crazy, and I'm just like, I can grab a box or not.
Them world's greatest candy bars before I get
now,
the daggone. I'll buy you out.
Let me see. You want to draw me into something? Have some world's greatest.
That's the same thing I thought.
Where they at?
Do the kids even sell those anymore? I ain't seen a box of those in a minute.
They still do.
They changed the wrapper a little bit on them, and I don't like it.
They changed the wrapper?
Yeah, changed the wrapper a little bit on it.
I thought the same thing y'all thought.
Until what?
Until I got that box of shortbread and sat on that couch.
Man,
that whole damn row. I mean, it was gone. I wasn't even 10 minutes into my show.
13 minutes. After 7, y'all.
Baby, you hear me?
I mean, it like Harrison, baby, on...
Well...
Osama bin...
Just gave you a ratchet report about the police department trying to get them Girl Scout cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody got their own favorites of Girl Scout cookies. Roxy and I saying we're just not the Girl Scout cookie participants like that.
Not like that.
Them world greatest chocolate candy bars, though, you run up on us with those and you might leave with an empty box. I done definitely bought about 10 of them joints one time.
10 at once?
10 at once. You know I'll do that. I'll be seeing the Peanut Man and grab 10 of them daggone lemonade so fast.
You will.
God almighty. Good morning.
Y'all just talking about the world's greatest?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Man, they sell them in the grocery stores, man, and they half the size.
They sell them at the grocery store.
They
sell them at grocery stores.
They sell them at food lines and all of that.
I ain't never seen it.
I wouldn't buy one.
I wouldn't either. Half the size. Man, when I say you half the size, it's half of what the big ones used to be when the kids sold them.
Why they do that?
I don't know.
Don't nobody want to buy them from the grocery store.
Facts.
Horrible.
Yeah, that's bad business. I'm not here for
bad
any of that.
Bad business.
Yeah. Appreciate you, fam.
What's up, B-Dot? What's good with you?
What up, folks? What's your name?
My name Easy, man.
Hey, appreciate you for calling up, Easy.
No doubt.
Good morning.
Morning, 3 Live.
What's
good
up
morning.
With you?
Hey, look, let me tell y'all a mistake I made with them Girl Scout cookies. I bought some before I got in the car. Caramel Delight, which is delicious. I opened them up. I ate two rolls. I had to throw the other part in the other side of the car, so I couldn't reach them.
God, done had to throw them away from yourself in the car just so
my
you
man
could
was
stop
sitting there
eating.
Riding, eat.
I did.
Oh my boy God. Said, I did. And which one?
I had them in the floorboard everywhere because they slipped over there. I couldn't reach them.
Which ones you say good or what were delicious?
Caramel Delight.
My boy like them Caramel Delights.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Get y'all some of them.
I don't think I've ever had the caramel delight.
Addicted.
Yeah, they're good.
They good.
My mama is the shortbread queen. Like those.
Ooh-wee.
Like I'm talking about from when I was a kid, she was on them. I'm telling you, man.
I'm mad to pick them up. I try them.
Yeah, my mama loved them joints. Appreciate you, fam.
Oh yeah.
She used to fill that Dooney and Burke with them daggone shortbreads.
I get a bowl of ice cream. And I'll just be dipping cookies in boy. No spoon.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna rub.
Okay. This is that Justin Bieber right here. Yummy is the name of it. 336-680-1021 is the number you call right now if you want to play Way Back Wednesday. All right? .102 Jams, 3 Live here, man. We got Misha from Winston-Salem on the phone right now. She's ready to play Way Back Wednesday. She just needs someone to play against. Is it going to be a guy? Is it going to be a female? Is it going to be somebody from Greensboro, Greensboro-Winston? Or is it a female from Winston so we find out who the queen of Winston is? Because last hour, Billy was the king of the tray.
Yep.
He knew Empire, Caitlyn Jenner, and Straight Outta Compton. Who going to play Misha up next?
Change is strong, and you can experience it at Gold's Gym for a limited...
102 Jams, 3 Live crew here, Big Rock, and it's time to play what?
Way Back Wednesday!
We got Misha calling this morning from the Trayfo. How you doing, Misha?
I'm good, how you doing?
Doing great. Where you headed?
Headed to take my daughter to school.
Understood. Make sure we're not on speakerphone in this, both of y'all,
or
please.
Or Bluetooth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we also got Pierre calling from the Trayfo. What up, Pierre?
What up?
What up, my guy? How you feeling this morning? Where you headed?
Headed to work, man.
That's what's up, man. Man versus woman. And you know that men are the dominant species.
Boy, shut up. Y'all
God just
ain't
made
nothing.
It that way.
Y'all ain't nothing.
God just made
just
it that way.
Just got broad shoulders. That's all.
Time to play Way Back Wednesday. Roxy has your questions. Let's get this thing started.
Here we go. First question. This former basketball star almost died at a brothel in Nevada. His sort of wife
Pierre.
At the time.
Pierre.
Lamar Odom.
Lamar Odom is correct.
Look at my boy jumping
God
out there.
Done.
Yeah.
Up on that.
Third.
Yes,
sir.
All right. Next question. Mm. Come on, Meesh. These two rappers started beefing after one claimed the other didn't write his own music. At the time, the rapper who made the accusations was dating Nicki Minaj.
Mm.
Mm. I'll read
it. Misha.
Misha?
Is it Meek Mill and Drake?
Yes.
It
yes.
is Meek Mill and Drake.
Yes.
God.
Way to tie it up.
Come on, Pierre. Wake up
All
over
right.
there.
Way to tie it up. Okay. Right,
we got it.
For the win.
For the win. Mm. FTW.
During the MTV Movie Awards, this rapper announced he was running for president in 2020 during a rambling...
Misha. No! No!
Misha!
Misha! Kanye West!
Woo!
Kanye West.
Yeah! Yeah! Women rule! Boys rule!
Pierre, I gotta let you go, man.
Get out of here, Pierre. Get out of here. Get out of here. Way to hold it down, Meech. Way to hold it down.
I know what happened, Doc.
What happened, bro?
Roxy sent this girl an email of some of these answers.
Yeah,
that
real quick.
I
had her call up
that
here.
After
Pierre, after Pierre jumped on
Scandal.
That first one, she sent a text real quick. She sent a number on the call ID or something.
No, I didn't do any of that.
Hey, Misha, congratulations. You definitely held it down for the women this 7 o'clock hour. Who you want to shout out?
Shout out to everybody for Winston. My kids, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to call earlier. Actually, I was trying to play Way Back Wednesday. I was just talking to tell y'all that the Girl Scout cookies is killing the rainforest. You should definitely look into the article.
The Girl Scout cookies are what with the rainforest?
Killing the rainforest.
How?
Girl Scout cookies. Y'all love them so much.
How's the Girl Scout cookies killing the rainforest?
I'm going to find it. I'm going to find the article.
All right, we're going to look it up. Just know it's a bunch of Girl Scouts cussing you out in the car right now. They was on your side. You was doing it for the women.
They're going to lose a lot of money, but it's really killing the rainforest.
Oh, and it's true. In 15 minutes, it will be 8 a.m. Big shout to Misha. She represented for the females in Way Back Wednesday. We will play again in 1 hour.
There's panic, widespread panic, because there is a new virus. The CDC, Center of Disease for Disease Control, they don't know exactly what it is or how it spread, but they know it is officially here. Mm. The very first case of the coronavirus, guys, it is in the United States.
Do you get that now, from drinking too much?
No, you don't get that from drinking too much. Look, this isn't a laughing matter.
Why not? You said
okay,
coronas.
It's not time for your little jokes and trying to be cute and funny.
This is a serious
matter. Okay, it started in China. The disease started in freaking China. 600 hundreds of cases of the virus in China, six deaths. Okay, so keep your jokes to yourself.
I was being inquisitive. I was trying to get clarity on corona.
Okay,
why is it called a coronavirus? Is
it even spelled the same way? It is spelled like corona.
This is very strange. Carry on.
It's like really spelled like corona. Okay. But they say it is the cousin of SARS, and it's passed from person to person. They believe the initial passing was from an animal to a human, and now it's being passed from human to human, and they're just not sure exactly what it is because, like I said, it's a brand new virus, but it's supposed to be deadly. Like, you can have symptoms of pneumonia, or people with weaker immune systems, like they're the ones that really need to watch out.
Hey, watch
young
out.
People and old people, of course. They say need to be very careful, especially if you're going to be traveling in airports this weekend. Like, you just need to be on high alert.
I am.
High alert.
Man, every other year we have one of these, guys.
That's just not like you true. Said,
it's the sibling of SARS. You remember that West Nile mosquito that was doing all the damage?
Yeah, it killed people, Dot. Remember Ebola?
It killed people.
Yeah, that right there, the Ebola.
So, they quarantined people off from that. That's why I didn't go crazy.
The guy that has the one case in the United States, he's been quarantined. Like, he is. And everybody who he's had interactions with since he got back from China, they have to go find those people, test those people, see if they're showing any symptoms.
The whole plane.
This is serious.
And then the people that was on the plane, the people that they've interacted with.
Yeah, because now people from Wuhan, China, where it initially started.
Okay, Wuhan.
They're screening them when they come into the United States.
Yeah.
But this guy got in before they started screening. That's how he slipped through the cracks. Isn't this crazy? Just a new virus?
Within a day or two.
And it doesn't respond to antibiotics? Like,
within a day or two, watch Donald Trump shut down all, like, nobody from China in. Watch.
He's going to shut it down.
He's going to shut it down. You know he'll shut that down.
He will shut it down.
I put the new 4Gs on the G. I drop into the... I wipe me ball on it. Yeah, yeah.
10 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock. Roxanne here telling us about a new virus that we should be afraid of. Ooh, it doesn't respond to antibiotics.
All right.
You ever seen pictures of people when they go like to different places like Thailand and stuff, and they riding the elephants, and it's just the dirtiest lake.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
know the elephant is just letting loose in there. That's one thing. I looked at those. I'm like, okay, I want to go to Thailand, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
I remember when I was in Jamaica and we were riding the horses in the water.
Yeah.
And they got the boo-booing in the water.
Oh, did you start to think
big chunks. I was like, yo, I never even took into consideration that probably happens out here.
I'm really not getting off this horse now until we get out.
But your feet and legs are in the water because the horse is like swimming. Oh, yeah. You in there, bro. You in there. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, man? Please help me, man. I'm in the room with... We're at a daycare.
The name fake nine.
All right.
I got a PSA.
What's up?
For all these people out there sleeping with them animals, man, y'all need to stop.
Bro, I just
said
that.
That's what Doc just said.
Oh, God. God, I just said
that,
bro.
We're the kindergartners.
Yes.
But we're the kindergartners.
We're logically thinking.
It's for real.
Yeah, how animal just going? You just gonna get a sexually transmitted disease from an animal?
No one said it was sexually transmitted. It is not an STD. You are spreading false information.
People are living with these animals, treating them like they're their kids. Yeah. Y'all think that they really their animals, but they are their significant other.
See, that's what you
think.
That's
what you think.
Enough.
He is spreading false information. This is not an STD.
Hey, people do be living with animals.
Okay.
And significant
but
husbands.
That is not relevant here.
Would I?
See? Go ahead and ask your question. I can answer. Ask it, bro.
No.
People listening want to know what your question is. Yes, they do.
Let it be.
Like the way she works.
5 minutes and it'll be 8 o'clock, y'all. Three Live Crew is on your radio having a great time. Hope you're enjoying it, even though it is super cold outside. As long as you got money in your bank account, you winning.
I buy a new car for the people, for real. I tear down the mall with the people, for real.
Batch-made biscuits available in most stores in the listening area.
January's here.
Man, it is cold. Roxy said so cold in Florida that iguanas is falling out the trees.
102 Jams.
It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. And yes, the Three Live Crew is on your radio. B-Dot, Drankins, and Roxy.
Yesterday, there were pictures of a ton of police in front of Antonio Brown's house. And everybody was trying to figure out exactly what happened. Is his baby mama over there again? Are they going back and forth? Like, what exactly is going on?
Yeah.
Where we're still somewhat confused, but we have a little bit of clarity. Hmm. Apparently, there was some type of situation that went on between Antonio Brown, his trainer, and a driver for a moving truck.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge moving mm-hmm. truck that was sitting out there. It was all in the pictures, and something went down.
Yeah.
Now, Antonio Brown, he has not been arrested or charged with anything at this time.
Yeah.
However, police do say they are trying to get Antonio Brown into custody, but they want him just to surrender. If he doesn't surrender, they're going to start working on getting a warrant for his arrest. Now, his trainer, Glenn Holt, he's already been charged. One count of felony burglary and one count of felony battery.
Mm.
So this is what we're looking at right now.
So he definitely put his hands on the driver.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
That happened.
Yes. It had to happen.
Yeah.
They charged him early in the game. Now, why they're, you know, trying to work so peacefully with Antonio Brown, probably because he's a celebrity. That's the only reason I would be able to come up with. But Antonio Brown.
It's just so crazy, man. Like, if you would have said to me this was all going to happen like 2 years ago when it was his last stint with the Pittsburgh Steelers,
mm-hmm.
like, I never would have believed that. Like, I never viewed Antonio Brown as being this. I don't know. I don't even know the word. Reckless.
Yeah.
Like, reckless with his life, period. Like, it's just crazy from Pittsburgh to Oakland to New England. Like, it's just been to the Saints debacle when they gave him a chance. He comes there with the film crew. And, like, damn, AB.
I don't know what's going on. And then I was reading a few days ago that his agent is like, I'm done with you.
Drew's
until
done.
You get help.
Drew
like,
is
you
done.
Need help.
And do you realize the caliber of athletes Drew has dealt with?
I don't.
He dealt with Diva T.O.
Yes, T.O.
When T.O. was with Philly and like refusing to come to work out, but working out of his house, having open workouts at his house with the ESPN crews out there. Like, that T.O., like... And so for him to be like, I can't deal with this, that speaks volumes, Rock.
Well, what's wrong? Something's obviously wrong.
Hey, look.
You know what them three letters is, don't you?
Okay. Sam. You're not going to know.
Sam.
CT, y'all think this is CTE manifesting like this?
Rock, it's just erratic things keep happening.
Tell her.
Those haircuts?
Okay.
All right. Got it. Right, he makes videos in his living room, bro.
Okay. Those haircuts.
Ask you to take me to go shopping in Perry or go.
You will always be my baby. You be my baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, these two love. That's all right there.
Man,
yeah.
Bryson made some good music. Where's Bryson? All right.
Osama bin.
It's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew. Good morning.
Bryson crazy sitting on a dog stage smoking everywhere. Can't even see him singing. Anyway, anywho.
You remember that, Don?
Yes.
Yeah.
That
do.
Stage was smoked out.
Huh?
With no reefer.
Like, where he at?
Is he up there?
Is that him? No, that's the sound man. Oh, who's that right there?
That could have been anybody on that
anybody!
Stage.
Anybody! Anybody!
Thank y'all.
Anywho. This here. Okay, now look. Every rash report, it ain't meant to be funny. It may not be funny, but it's meant to teach a lesson.
Okay?
Because people need to learn lessons.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Flossing gone wrong. Young lady, like they do on the gram these days.
Mm.
And on your snap, jump on there. You get some money. You acting like you a baller. Like you got it like that. You might have just gotten paid. Might have just got your taxes back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but you got all your 20s and 50s.
all in a fan.
Yeah.
Dancing in front of the camera with some music or something.
Yeah.
And a young lady did that. Yeah. She did that with her $900.
Well, I should laugh because she didn't seen this.
A young lady did this with her $900. And just about 2 hours after she did that on the gram, she back on the gram like this.
It's not right, but this in real life just pulled a gun out on me, took all my money and my car key. Like, this not right. Like,
now this is to teach somebody a lesson.
I'm not laughing at
her. There's some mean people out there. You don't need to be online and on the gram and on the flossing like you really gonna. People gonna think you got something. And they gonna come see you.
And they know where you at.
And they know where you at. That girl know where she stay at. She know what the people about around her. She know who know her. She knew the dude that did. Look here. If you could have saw the way she was flossing them with the money, no. Y'all. Altimore had the money, no. Y'all. Huh?
Yeah.
Hour later, same outfit, no money. New tears. This is for somebody today now.
On a flight, we could take off tonight. If you scared of hype, then I got a pill I can feed you.
Come. I could put you in a my club.
Big Raha.
Let's take a trip.
And we can take a trip, Big Raha, because it's cold outside.
Have you ever read The World Is Yours?
On a B-L-I-M-P, Big Rock. Where we going?
Bermuda.
Is it nice there? Is it warm there right now?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
All the time. I never even thought about going to Bermuda. I'm with that.
I've been looking at some pictures.
You talking about down there by where that island where they found King Kong and all them big animals?
What are you talking about?
I was down there by the Bermuda Triangle where they found King Kong.
Here's the Bermuda Triangle by Bermuda, Big Rock.
I don't think it's real.
So why they both named the same thing? Why they got the same kind of name?
The Bermuda Triangle, I don't think that's real.
Oh, you don't think so?
That's where people just disappear in the middle of the ocean.
Are you trying to go by where they say it's at?
No, that's not real.
You trying to sail by where they say it's at?
No, I'm just going to
Bermuda. Why not? It ain't real to you. It ain't real to you.
22 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Sail over that bag.
3 Live on your radio.
Let's see you 50 years from now. You still be the same age.
It's 8:25, y'all. You're listening to 102 Jams. Good morning.
We now know who is going to star in this year's Pepsi Super Bowl ad. You know, every year this is a big deal. This year it will feature Missy Elliott and her.
Mm. Cardi was in it last year, wasn't she?
She was.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm interested in Missy. Missy's, I've been saying her name out a lot now. Missy up to something.
Yeah.
Missy up to something. Truth be told.
Truth be told, I'm one of the realest that you ever seen. Truth be told.
102 Jams wants you to participate in Way Back Wednesday. It's a new game here on the 3 Live crew. And last hour, Misha won. She beat Pierre. My man hit me on Twitter and said, Pierre let us down, man. He definitely let the fellas down. Fellas, call us so we can get our face back. 336-680-1021. Who's playing?
Saving is easy with Spectrum Mobile, unlike other providers.
Brand new game being played on 102 Jams with the 3 Live crew this morning, Big Rock. It's called
Way Back Wednesday.
All right, we've got Shakaya calling this morning, Big Rock, from Greensboro.
Okay.
What's up, Shakaya? How you?
What up? I'm good. How y'all?
Doing great, babe. Where you headed this morning?
Actually headed back home to drop my son off.
Okay, all absolutely. Right. And representing VA, we got Joy this morning. How you doing, Joy?
All right, how you?
Doing great, babe. Where you headed?
I'm sitting at the DMV.
Sit at the what?
At the DMV.
Oh, the DMV.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Good luck.
We're going to pray your strength in the Lord,
good
sis.
Good luck, child.
Yes, sir. It is the Battle of the Border, Big Rock. North Carolina, represented by Shakaya. Virginia, represented by Joy.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Boom. NC versus VA.
Yeah.
First question. She was found unresponsive on February 2nd, days before the anniversary of her mother's death.
Shakaya.
Bobby Christina is correct. All right, next question. This former New England Patriot was convicted of first-degree murder.
Joy.
Coming in quick.
Aaron Hernandez is correct, and we are tied up.
We got a game.
Okay.
The Battle of the Border.
Last question.
Here we go.
This rapper filed a $51 million lawsuit against Birdman and Cash Money for the delay.
Shakaya for the win.
Lil Wayne
is
just like that, man.
Straight like that.
Correct.
That was a good game, man. That was a good game, yeah, but I'm sorry, Joy. Not only do you have to sit at that DMV for the next 18 hours, but we also have to let you go. God, off the, maybe the Virginia DMV ain't as bad as the NC DMV.
Yeah.
Well, Shakaya, congratulations. Who you want to shout out this morning for being victorious and representing all of North Carolina?
I'm going to shout out all my friends with the first January, Shay, Cece, Jazz, including me. Happy birthday. It's cap season. Jams, happy birthday to y'all as well.
Respect.
That's what's up.
I appreciate that.
Respect.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday, girl.
You be good.
Respect.
Thank you. Y'all as well.
Bye-bye.
Three Live Crew,
Drake and Drake and B-Live.
Three Live Crew,
Drake and Drake and B-Live. 10 minutes, it'll be 9 o'clock. Three Live Crew, right here on your radio. Good morning.
You get with Future, and your life just start going down.
Here she go, man.
No.
So you always talk about...
You're not going to put Lori on Future. No, Lori.
Lori Harvey was doing just fine. Life was going well. And then it's just like a curse. It's like when you get with them, just stuff starts happening. Now, y'all remember back in October.
Slander it is.
Y'all remember back in October, Lori Harvey had that hit and run. Or they were saying it was a hit and run. Lori's representatives were saying she was just walking away from the scene because she was talking to Steve Harvey on the phone trying to get some direction from him about what to do next. She really wasn't trying to leave as if she was never there.
Yeah, it was a
hit
and run.
We all remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last week, Lori got charged with two misdemeanors as a result of that accident. One count of resisting, delaying, obstructing a peace officer, and then another count of a hit and run resulting in property damage. Yesterday, Lori Harvey's lawyer was in court for her or on her behalf, and she pled not guilty to those charges.
Do y'all know what a peace officer is? Like, that's the second time I've seen that in as many days, and I think
it's one that just carries a baton.
Shut up!
I'll just
on the beat.
Here.
Thank you. He walks and carries a baton.
I'm asking that because I just saw a tweet yesterday from Headline News where there was a girl who went to, can't remember the college, but she got restrained by the police. They were asking her for her ID.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to give them her ID. And they just kept saying, he told her, if you give me your ID, I'll just write you a citation and you can be on your way.
Why didn't she want to give him her ID?
If you don't want to give me your ID, I'm going to take you to jail. I'm letting you know that right now. After 20 minutes of this back and forth, he originally said, do you want to go to jail? She says, I don't answer questions. So he restrained her.
Mm-hmm.
Put her later. He was a little rough with it, but she's trying to get off me and all this food. So he's, you know, grabbing her arm, putting in the cuffs. So he's reading her rights, and he's like, resisting and not complying with a peace officer. And I was like, what the hell
is
a peace officer?
He was dressed up as a police officer,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah.
So I just Googled. It says, a civil officer appointed to preserve law and order, such as a sheriff or police officer.
So all of them are peace officers?
No. They're saying such as them. So it's, I guess it's a different type of officer other than a sheriff or a policeman. They just give them the power to, you know, they have the powers.
Can somebody smarter than us call up and let us know what a peace officer is?
We don't have them here.
That's what I'm saying. Why wouldn't we?
Because I ain't seen them.
See?
I ain't seen them.
Yeah. Hey, I remember...
102 Jams, 4 minutes, and it will be 9 a.m. Good morning.
Three Live, this is Mac. What's up?
What up, man?
Hey, you remember me from state, man. I used to be the officer that, the cool ass officer that used to fuck with you.
Ain't no such thing as cool ass officers at state.
You remember me.
What's up, man?
Everybody is a peace officer if they're in law enforcement.
If you're law enforcement, period, you're a peace officer.
Yeah.
They're trying to change from police officer to peace officer?
Yeah, just in a situation.
But when did this term, when did they start using this term? This is my first time ever hearing this term yesterday.
Well, I was in it for like 7 years and I had always heard it, so.
Wow. Mm. Okay, maybe it's just not common knowledge, or maybe I'm just ignorant to it. Dang.
And it was the cool one, you remember me.
Well, appreciate you for being cool and letting me pass on, I'm sure, of many of infractions.
Yeah, we ain't gonna talk about that.
And we should not talk about that. Be good, Matt.
Hey, be safe, y'all.
Peace.
Three Life Crew, Drake and Drake and B.
All the hottest jams you just heard on 102. We're brought to you by...
Deal is this good. All you need to do is say it over and over again. It's bow time.
January's here.
Just saw a tweet that said, I'm black every month, but next month I'm going to be blackity black, 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 Big Rock.
102. Jams.
After the night remix.
I was broke, now I'm rich, deep.
102 Jams, 13 minutes after 9 o'clock, and I came across something on Twitter that I wanted to share with the Three Live. Here's the thing. You're facing life in prison. Recite a song from your birth month with no mistakes, and they'll drop the charges. Are you going home or nah? Drankins. Usher.
Gosh, why couldn't that be mine? I would be going home if I was born in June.
Will you go home? Usher song all the way through, zero mistakes.
I'd be going home.
Like Drake gonna be in jail walking around with Dookie.
You going to jail?
I'll be walking around just Dookie. Like nobody
not
wanna
one
buy, don't
Usher
touch me.
Song?
Damn. Put him in a cell by himself. I'm rubbing feces on everything. I'm gonna be in there.
Vegas.
Drake, nice and slow.
I know. Nice and slow, nice and slow. You okay, my mind? You don't have to call.
Yeah.
It's okay, girl.
He don't know all the words today.
You don't mess up, son.
He don't know Ludacris part.
Be all right tonight, huh? I don't know Ludacris.
Vegas, September. Oh, my fault. Let me get your microphone over there. Vegas, we have Drake.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
I feel confident.
I feel confident.
That's y'all keep saying all the way through. Yeah. That's why I said I'm going in, guys. I'm sitting down.
But see, I feel like I could do
not Tekashi.
But either Drake song.
Any Drake song.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you know what Drake song? Because somebody asked
hold
me
hold on,
we're
going
song.
Home. Find Your Love. Probably like okay, Over Fear. Something that's kind of easy. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You got to keep throwing it out there all the way through.
Who I got?
Don't get up there, Rock.
Who I got?
You're going home, Rock.
Who I got?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, please.
Come on.
I could do Running Up, Freak Nasty.
Look at my girl.
Got the Big Old
look
Freak.
At my girl.
Anything from Tina Snow.
My girl ready to go.
Anything from Tina Snow.
We all going home, y'all. Well, me, Drake and Roxy are going home. Drankins, we're going to throw some money
in the
bucket.
He could do nice and slow. Drake, it's 7 o'clock.
On the dot, I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
All right, listen.
Wham, wham.
9:36, we'll come back to see if Drake can do the whole song.
Pretty little
gosh,
thing.
Messed
that,
up.
I did it?
Yeah.
Let me get these phone books taped around my waist.
Talk about some things we can undo.
Oh, where you at, where?
102 Jams. DJ Lil Vegas, the king of blends.
Huh.
Everybody eating breakfast this morning.
Did it again.
What?
He did it again.
What?
Just you think that boy can't come
have
with
you
something.
Done your 2020 closet clean out yet? Plato's Closet wants to buy the trend.
102 Jams, Three Live Crew here at 9:36, 24 minutes, and it will be 10 o'clock. For some reason, the entire room is talking about school lunch. What happened? What'd I miss?
On the live, somebody made a comment and said that Trump was taking fruits and vegetables out of school lunches to spite Michelle Obama. And I was like, it made me laugh, but I was like, hey, it's believable. And then we just started talking about school lunches and how, like, people nowadays just talk about, oh, lunch is so bad. And I'm like, yo, we used to like school lunch.
But I remember when Obama was in office, Michelle did do something to them lunches that people didn't like.
What did she do?
But I don't remember because, at that time, I didn't have a kid in school, so I wasn't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care about what they did to the school lunches.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember people were hot, taking pictures of their plates, posting them on social media.
Mm.
I do remember that.
Well, look, I'll tell you one child that never showed me a picture of no plate. That was that DJ Rankin.
Yeah.
And that joker ate school lunch. You hear me?
I was about to say, they don't complain about school
no
lunch
nothing.
Either.
Huh?
Zay gets it in.
Eating.
Well, I tell you, I went and took JJ some lunch one day.
Yeah.
And I saw that school lunch.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh.
I don't know if I can really trust
JJ
Roxy.
JJ been taking his lunch ever since.
Corral.
He been taking his lunch ever since?
Ever since. I couldn't even identify what they was eating.
Are you serious?
I'm...
Even on Nugget Day?
Dude, I look like I'm joking. Even on, I didn't go on Nugget Day.
Oh, okay.
I went on whatever that... Whatever they was eating day.
No, but I know you. You asked them what it was. So what did it end up being?
Stew.
Yeah, see, it's stew day. I told you, stew day.
Well, that might look a little rocks.
Yeah.
Well, mm-mm.
You got to go back on popcorn chicken day. Them things look good. I told him up that time. Popcorn chicken day.
Wait, you would go to lunch with your kids and eat the lunch there?
Huh?
What kind of parent does that?
When in Rome.
You liking what you see?
16 minutes, it'll be 10 o'clock. You're listening to the 3 Live Crew right now on the station of 102 Jams. It's Free For All final hour. Our last hour on the show. At 9 to 10 hour, we can let you call up and you control the radio. Whatever it is you want to talk about, whatever direction. Right now, for some reason, we're still talking about school lunches.
Hey, y'all need to talk about the days when school lunch was homemade yeast rolls. Green beans with Salisbury steak, the square fish with, school lunch today is some straight garbage. Talk about the good days.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah, we got you.
All right, please. And compare, because I turned 50 in March this year. But back when I went to school,
yeah.
the ladies would start from scratch every morning. That's a bet. Hey, y'all have a good one, man.
You too. My boy said the yeast rolls from scratch. Good morning.
Good morning, three love. I don't think they were green beans. I remember the square fish.
The square fish. Yeah, my boy called it out.
They did. They did.
Hey, y'all talking about the school lunches?
Yeah.
Hey, I want to speak on that real quick. So last year, when Obama had his presidency, Michelle implemented the school lunch policy that changed the serving size of fruits and vegetables. But what the Trump administration did last Friday, Michelle Obama's birthday, and tell me that this is just coincidence, bull on that, they rolled back all that and changed the serving size back down and cut them in half. So no more 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. You can get you 1.5, whatever you want. So that it was all spite. It was all spite.
Mm. Sounds like
it. Did it on a birthday.
But I mean, what did he do that to try to prove or to try to gain?
I mean, you know, he wants to roll back everything Obama did, and even if it can be something as small as, you know, hitting his wife on the head with her little lunch plan, and he's going to do it. You know, he's the most spiteful man there is. So, I mean, it's what it is. But to do it on your girl's birthday, come on, man.
I'm a hot. Oh, you asking for pictures with what's your name? Got the spot. Trying to figure which deal I'm going
to take. The Beehive feels like Lizzo was trying to be funny. With her fake Beyonce Ivy Park Adidas collaboration,
she stirred up the wrong
reveal video.
I told y'all
yesterday that Beyonce's collaboration with Adidas, it didn't come in any sizes over extra large.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so Lizzo put up a video, and at first glance, if you're not really paying attention, you will think that she got a box from Beyonce.
I did.
Ain't that right, drunk?
I did.
But when you look a little closer, it's almost like she's mocking it.
Mm.
And so the Beehive is like, well, what's up, Lizzo?
Mm. Our cholesterol.
Okay. Dot.
Huh? Well, you can't say that? Once.
If you can't
that
be
that was inappropriate. That was not appropriate.
What, a blood sugar?
Just stop now, please.
Working on the weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew let you know that tonight, Big Rock,
what?
The debut
of
Zion Williamson.
Oh, yep. Tonight?
Will you be up to watch it? Game is at 9:30 versus the Spurs. Or do you just want me to let you know what happens tomorrow?
I'm going
to
try and stay up.
Yeah, I want to see that, man. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow, man. Throwback to Aspirational Thursday. We here.
All the hottest jams you heard on 102 is brought to you by...
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.